Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it is brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, we talked about it last night, Tito. You didn't think it would be an issue. There was no letdown from your ball club after another big weekend sweep of the Detroit Tigers. Came in here and took care of business. And again, I guess it starts with that guy on the mound, doesn't it?
You know what, Hammy, it does. When you're pitching, you know, kind of allows you to not only settle into a game, but, you know, where you're not digging yourself out of a hole. And then when you score runs, they're meaningful runs. And I don't understand that letdown thing. I just think that, you know, we're playing Major League Baseball every time we play, and you get rewarded the same for every win. I know some games may feel like more fun to play. I get it, but they count the same. So, you know, whether you got to kick yourself in the pants a little bit, or, you know, you have a crowd to do it for you, they count the same.
You know, what a month of June for Trevor Bauer. I mean, he didn't have a bad outing and is unbeaten in the month of June with an ERA of right around 2. Not as dominant last night as we'd seen the rest of the month, but is that also encouraging from the standpoint you sometimes have to win when maybe you are scuffling a little bit?
I think there's something to be said for that. I thought, you know, Trevor, I thought, got a little bit caught up in, like, he wanted to miss some bats last night. You could tell. And he ran his pitch count kind of deep. But saying that, he went 6 innings, gave up 2, and we'll take that. He's really done a good job. And, you know, we've talked about it a few times. You know, coming out of spring training, we felt like Josh Tomlin deserved to be in the rotation. I think we're glad we made that decision. We thought Cody Anderson deserved to be because of what he did. You know, Cody didn't do very well, and we had to send him back to AAA. But we also knew that of all the guys, we knew we were going to need a starter, that Trevor could handle it. Now, to his credit, he has handled it and then some. And we didn't skip a beat because he had to get his arm in shape or, you know, get stretched out. And again, to his credit, he has given us a lot of consistent, good starts. And in our game, the word consistent is so big.
Well, you know, the guy that really struggled almost from day one of spring training to get hot was Lonnie Chisenhall. And it kind of carried over this season. But, boy, all of a sudden you look up there now, Tito, and he's hitting right around 300. And he's also getting meaningful hits, not just hits to get hits.
It's amazing. And it doesn't have to be just in baseball. It's anything, what confidence plays. You know, because he was scuffling. I mean, you know, I think he had 1 or 2 hits in spring training and just wasn't hitting the ball in the barrel a lot. And you could tell he was searching. And then he got off to a slow start. You know, his wrist was bothering him. He wasn't getting consistent at-bats. And now you look up and he's driving the ball and he's playing a good right field. And he's got a little extra in his step, as he should. I mean, when guys feel good about themselves, that's why you never quite know what somebody's ceiling is, because as they start playing and they start understanding that not only they belong, but maybe they can thrive a little bit, it starts to get kind of special.
Do you ever think back in March, Jose Ramirez would be hitting 4th in one of your lineups and you really wouldn't be all that concerned about it?
Probably not. But, you know, because of this, and this is the only time I get mad at Mr. Selig. I love Mr. Selig, but I don't like this rule where, you know, Napoli played a really good game last night and we need to keep our guys playing. So we have to kind of flip flop our lineups. I don't want Carlos to sit for 3 days. So, you know, he won't play tonight. It seemed like an easy thing to hit Carlos 4th. But if you really look at it, Carlos gets on base really well. And Jose is one of the league leaders as far as hitting with runners in scoring position. So it'll be funny. You know, I think people see him walking up to the plate and kind of think, wow, that's not your everyday cleanup hitter. But he'll have good at-bats.
Hey, how about Michael Brantley? Any word on Michael?
Michael's had a couple really good days. You know, he was down for 5 days after the shot. Now he's starting to ramp up again. But he's had 2 days where he's taken, I think, 50, 55 swings off the tee. And by all accounts, really, really good. Didn't feel anything other than feeling good. So now, you know, he'll continue to ramp up a little bit. When we get home off of this trip, we get our eyes on him, we can start to maybe set out a little bit more of a schedule. But right now he's just trying to, like I say, build up. Because even though he feels good, when you're down for that long, you still can't rush it.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. The Indians and Braves coming up on the Indians Radio Network.